We are joined by Willie Hallahan from SportingACause.com. Of course, SportingACause.com is the website that lists all these events that are fundraisers, local fundraisers. And the thing about it is they're all somehow, some way connected with sports. And with that introduction done, good morning, Willie.
Good morning, Marshall. Today, the Northwest Connecticut Rod and Gun Turkey Shoots continue in North Canaan. This is a six-Sunday series, and all the income from that benefits the club's programs. Halloween is the 45th annual Kent Pumpkin 5-Mile Run, starting at the Kent Town Green. I've spoken about this in years past, Marshall. This is actually one of the bigger races in our area. They can get easily 700 or 800 people. They probably average 300, even on a rainy day. It's sponsored by the Kent Chamber of Commerce and supports the Kent Food Bank. Costumes are encouraged. And, I've spoken about how races aren't that much fun to watch. Well, this is an exception because some of the costumes that people can come up with are incredible. My favorite in years past was six people got together and ran as a six-pack of beer. It was really a hoot. And looking forward a little bit into November, which isn't that far away, the Long Ball Invitational golf tournament will be played over at the Under Mountain Golf Course. That's November 7th. And that's pretty much the traditional end of golf tournaments, as far as I'm aware. Many people just put their golf clubs away, but you never know. There are years I've played after Thanksgiving, and some years over at Swassa, we've started to make snow on Thanksgiving. You just never know.
Is that golf club in Valencia still open year-round?
They claim to be.
Okay.
Yeah. The interesting thing is, last year, or the COVID year, I played golf in all 12 months. That's the first time that's ever happened in my knowledge. And what you have to have is you have to have a snowless winter. If you have a brown winter, there's no snow on the ground, you have warm days all throughout the winter. You'll have a day or two. It doesn't matter if it's February or January or December or March. And if there's no snow on the ground, then it's a golfing day. And that can happen. But you just never know.
I played up there one year in the middle of winter in one of those snowless winters.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny is, first of all, if you can hit the ball on the ground, it goes forever. And if you're trying to get into the green, you have to hit it before the green because if it hits the green, the balls were bouncing like 30 feet in the air.
Yeah, well, I know. It's very heartening for us short hitters, Marshall, because you do get roll. looking forward into November more, there are about a dozen races. The cold doesn't hold back. The runners are 5Ks and 5-milers. There are also 4 or 5 Thanksgiving Day races. Also starting in November, the Bonspiels are back. Those are the events that are sponsored by the Norfolk Curling Club. It's good to see them back because they just totally went away during the pandemic. Also in November, there used to be a few high school sports-related fundraisers around a basketball tournament, for example, or a hockey game that raised money for something. But I don't think we'll see any of that this year. I mean, we'll see. I mean, hockey teams are just scrambling just to find a rink to play on.
Hmm.
So my gut is that we won't see any school-related fundraisers. So the pandemic isn't quite over yet. I think it's a confusing time for people. There's in some ways there's a feel that we're over the hump, but still people are wearing masks and they're a little reluctant to join in events. So I think we'll have another winter of caution, let's say. Then in December, the beginning of December, the first Saturday, the 4th, Swassa will hold its annual ski swap and sale. That's a big deal. It's a big fundraiser for Swassa. And last year, with the pandemic, we held it. We had all kinds of restrictions. Of course, people were required to wear masks. We held it at the facility at the Lakeville Hose Company. Massive space. We took up the space that half a dozen trucks would normally occupy. We could only let 25 people in at a time. It was drizzling out, and people stood in line outside for over an hour to get in, and we had the best year we ever had. People were, at that point in December, people were really looking for things to do, and winter sports were one of those safe events that they could indulge in. So they bought skis and cross-country skis and snowshoes and skates and all that stuff. It'll be interesting to see what happens this year, Marshall. We've been told by the jobber who brings a bunch of new equipment down to supplement our used stuff that prices are through the roof.
Yeah.
For everything, really. I mean, not just ski kind of equipment, but just about everything you can imagine. It's this. I'm no economist, but I know that the 5% inflation figure we're fed by the government, it doesn't even come close to telling the real story about prices. I mean, all I have to do is go to the grocery store, you can see.
Supply and demand, and, you know, it's so bad. This isn't a joke. All these places that just sell wings, these wing restaurants,
mm-hmm.
they've now gone to ordering, this is no lie, thighs, chicken thighs, and they of course, they take them off the bone, and that they're selling chicken thighs when they can't get a hold of chicken wings.
Oh, yeah. It's a nasty confluence of inflation and all these supply restrictions. I mean, we've all heard the stories every night on the news about all the freighters out in the bays that can't drop off their goods, and it's they're talking about, oh, it's going to be a dire Christmas season. Well, I think that's the least of our worries.
Yeah.
But anyway, it looks like the prices for new ski equipment will be way, way up if we can get it at all. So it's going to be interesting. I think there'll be a clamoring for people to buy good used equipment. If we have it, we'll see. That's about as far as into the future as I want to go, Marshall. things have definitely slowed down, as I've been saying, and that's okay.
At that time of year where it normally slows down anyway.
It is, yeah. Yeah.
All right, Willie. Well, Sporting a Cause is the website, and Willie, we'll check in with you and get future updates.
Okay, thank you, Marshall. You take care.
Take care. Willie Hallahan, Sporting a Cause, sportingacause.com.